3 different local Little League associations were crowned district champions this week as a busy month in Ute baseball continued here on the North Coast. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the local Little League All-Stars in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including why it was a busy week for the Humboldt Crabs, how the local teams fared at the annual Northern Humboldt Giants American Legion tournament, who College of the Redwoods will honor at this summer's sports dinner and auction fundraiser, how recruiting has been going for CR football, and why it was a big weekend for local motorsports fans. But first up, 3 different county Little League associations enjoyed big weeks in what was a busy few days in local All-Star tournament action. The District 10s and 11s played their All-Star tournaments in McKinleyville, with both championship games taking place on Tuesday evening. The 10s got the day's action started when Eel River faced off against McKinleyville for the championship, with the Eel River All-Stars winning 11-4 to secure a second straight district title. Eel River and Redwood Empire would play each other later in the day in the 11-year-olds championship game, with Redwood Empire prevailing for the second straight year and winning 3-0. Rounding out a busy week in local Little League action, the McKinleyville Junior All-Stars also won their district tournament on Tuesday evening in Fortuna. McKinleyville rallied to overcome a late deficit and won 13-5. All 3 of this week's district champions will continue their seasons at the upcoming section tournaments. It was also a busy week for the Humboldt Crabs. The local summer collegiate team played 6 games between Friday and Wednesday. Over the weekend, the Crabs welcomed the Stockton Pearls to the Arcata Ballpark for a 3-game series. They opened with a 10-2 win on Friday, but the visitors would take Game 2 the following night by a score of 12-10. Sunday's series rubber match was an exciting one, and it took extra innings to separate the two clubs, with Colton Boardman of the Crabs securing the series win with a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th inning for a 9-6 victory. The Crabs continued a busy week when the Marysville Giants traveled to Arcata. The Crabs won 8-1 on Tuesday and then swept a Wednesday night doubleheader, winning 4-0 and 14-7 to go to 18-3 on the summer and 4-2 in the Pacific Empire League. The Crabs will be back in action at the Arcata Ballpark on Friday night when they close out their series against the Giants before hosting the Lincoln Potters on Saturday and Sunday. In other local baseball news this week, the Northern Humboldt Giants hosted their annual 17U's tournament over the weekend. The 3-day, 8-team tournament featured 4 local clubs and was won by Loesch Baseball Academy. The Humboldt Eagles won 2 of their 3 games in tournament play to lead the local teams in action, while the Giants, Southern Humboldt 76ers and Wild Cactus all finished up 1-2. Switching gears, this week College of the Redwoods announced details of the school's upcoming annual dinner and auction sports fundraiser. The 22nd annual event will take place on campus on Thursday, August 13th from 5 to 9pm. This year's event will honour a pair of former CR football players who have gone on to achieve great success since their playing days with the Corsairs. Current Ferndale High football head coach Clint McClurg will be honoured, along with Pittsburgh Steelers assistant defensive coach Sean Howe. McClurg played defensive back for CR back in the mid-90s and earned JC All-American honours. Since then, he has enjoyed plenty of success on the sidelines at Ferndale High School, where he has guided the Wildcats to a pair of North Coast Section Championships and the program's first ever state championship in 2023. Howe also has made a name for himself in the coaching ranks. After playing defensive end for CR in 2000 and 2001, he has coached at several collegiate programs, including Humboldt State, USC, and Tennessee, before serving as defensive coordinator at Montana State University, where he helped lead the Bobcats to the 2025 FCS National Championship. This year, he joined the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff. Tickets for the annual fundraiser are available through the CR website. In more local college football news, it's been a busy spring on the recruiting trail for CR head coach Jason White and his staff. Several HDNL standouts are joining White's team for the upcoming season, including a trio of talented St. Bernard's Crusaders and 2 talented Fortuna High running backs. Kavi Bolden and Mako Lamone will feature in the offensive backfield for Redwoods this fall, and White expects both of them to play key roles for his team after outstanding high school careers. Bolden, who will also compete in track and field for Sior, was named co-MVP of the Big Four last fall and should only continue to impress on the college fields. St. Bernard's defensive ends Colton Hall and Jasiri Bailey have also committed their futures to Sior, along with Crusaders playmaker Karan Devlin, who will likely play receiver for the local community college. Two-time Little Four MVP Tanner Pigeon of Ferndale has also committed to play for Sior and will battle for the starting quarterback spot, while Arcata's Nathaniel Stiles will play on the offensive line and his Tigers teammates Miguel Obizo and Messiah Love will play defensive back. Hoopa's Ethan Obi also is joining White's team and will play linebacker, along with Eureka's Bryson Mismash, who will play running back, Del North's Dane Brown, who will play on the defensive line, and Fortuna's Michael Shaw, who is expected to play at receiver. Redwoods opens the new season at San Jose in late August and will host Reedley at the Redwood Bowl in the team's home opener on the first Saturday of September. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, it was a big weekend for North Coast Motorsports fans at the Redwood Acres Raceway. The second racing event of the season took place over two nights, including the first annual Jim Walker Fair Classic in the late models division. Jerry Peterson and Brandon Barnwell took the checkered flags in the two late models main events on Saturday night. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.